When a judge ruled on Monday that it was unconstitutional to shoehorn some policy items into the state's budget reconciliation bills, most of the oxygen was given to mask mandate bans and vaccines. But there was other important language tucked into those measures that are now in limbo pending an appeal as the remaining laws go into effect today. The legislature stripping away some power from the Secretary of State's office in favor of the Attorney General, registering to vote through the Arizona Game and Fish Department when getting a hunting, fishing, or trapping license, and establishing a special committee on the so-called election audit are some examples of what is now up in the air. Eric Spencer joins me now to talk more about that. He's a former state elections director under Secretary of State Michelle Reagan. He now works for the law firm Snell and Wilmer. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So what stuck out to you the most from these election provisions that were tucked into these budget reconciliation bills, some of which are now not going into effect?
Well, I think these bills were probably circling throughout the legislative session and for one reason or another didn't get a hearing that they needed or didn't get to make it to the finish line. And when those begin to stack up like airplanes circling a runway, you need to get a way to land them. And getting a lawmaker's vote on the budget is a powerful incentive to allow those straggler provisions to ultimately get signed into law. So I think that's what explains why some of these rather aberrant election law changes were stuffed into budget reconciliations.
Do you think that they would have had the support? There's an argument to be made that if they had the support of the members on their own, they would have come up as separate bills. But do you think that these would have gotten enough support in the legislature on their own?
Probably not. And that could be explained by the sheer number of other more attractive election bills that did get the green light, or it could be the product of personality conflicts between lawmakers. Throughout the legislative session, for example, Senator Townsend and Senator Eugenti Reda were at loggerheads at certain times about which bills should go through the Senate. And I think Chairwoman Eugenti Reda won most of those because she controls the agenda. So it's not surprising that some of these made it back into law through this back-end process. It's not unusual at all, by the way, in how laws get made.
Right. So let me ask you about the provision that got a lot of attention at the time, which took away some of the authority from the Secretary of State's office and gave it to the Attorney General's office, but just for a limited time, basically just while till the end of current Secretary of State Katie Hobbs's term. As somebody who has served in that office as an elections director, I'm curious what you made of that provision.
Well, it's unfortunate that it's come to this. I suppose I had the luxury of making litigation decisions in a time when the Secretary of State's office and the Attorney General's office were largely on the same page as far as litigation strategy. And therefore, when the Secretary and the state were sued, those cases could be handled by the Attorney General simultaneously because there really wasn't any daylight. But that's different in the current situation between Attorney General Brnovich and Secretary Hobbs, and I'm not laying blame in either direction, but this particular part of the budget seemed designed to sway the pendulum to clarify to the extent it wasn't already clear that the Attorney General speaks for the state. So in cases when the Secretary is sued separately from the state, the Secretary will still have her own counsel and still get to assert her legal views, but in cases where the state is solely sued or the state is additionally sued, the Attorney General here under this law will be able to elbow out the Secretary of State and make sure that he is the sole voice. I imagine that's still going to occur in practice, notwithstanding this provision being struck down as unconstitutional. So this budget provision was probably just additional legislative gloss to clarify what was probably already happening on the ground.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. That is Eric Spencer, former state elections director, now with law firm Snell and Wilmer. Eric, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.